ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य I'm always recommending to devotees to regularly read Srila Prabhupada's books. I hope you're all doing that. And feeling pleasure in doing so, not simply as a duty, but take pleasure. In the Kunti's prayers, there's the this is the taking pleasure in hearing about Krishna. What is that verse? Who can say Shrivanti Gayanti Gunanti Krishna Smaranti Nandanti Nandanti? Tadehi kanjanaha sa eva pashyanti. What is it now? Achirena tava kam bhava pravaha paramam paramadam. So it's the verse is sounding very nice, even in Sanskrit, and Srila Prabhupada's translation is also. Please give chair. Srila Prabhupada's translation is also very pleasing to hear. Srinu Sukadam Shubhadam Bhavasaram, also we hear from Jayadeva Goswami. Sri Jayadeva Kaver Idam Huditam Udaranam Srinu Sukadam Shubhadam Bhavasaram Kishavadrita Dashavidhru Jai Jagadishana. So in this verse, Shrivanti Gayanti Granantya Bhikshna Smaranti Nandanti Devekam Janahata Eva Pashanti Jirena Tavakam Lava Prabhaho Paramam Padam Pujam. Kunti Rani says, addressing Krishna, that those who hear about you, sing about you, accept or in their hearts, what you have to say, the topics about you, constantly. They're doing this constantly. Those who remember you, and those who take pleasure in doing so, they will certainly see you very soon. And by seeing you, they will no longer have to see repeated birth and death. So it's a great pleasure to study these books which Srila Prabhupada in his ecstasy has given us. Srila Prabhupada said that my purports, these are my ecstasies, as the expression of ecstasy. Kirtan means the real kirtan. We are sadhakas, we are practicers, so we perform kirtan, but real kirtan is the spontaneous, ecstatic expression of love of Krishna, which is expressed in the form of verbal praise. There are other expressions also, dancing, singing, rolling on the ground. But kirtan is the verbal expression of a devotee's ecstasy in love of Krishna. So I've just been reading in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, which is Srila Prabhupada didn't personally comment on this. He left that to his disciples. So there's some very nice verses that I'd like to share with you. Krishna is speaking to Uddhava. This is at the beginning of the 12th chapter of the 11th canto. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Narodayati mam yogo na sankhyam dharma eva cha na swadhyayasta pastyago nesha puritam na dakshina vratani yagyas chandansi chithani niyamayamaha yata varundhe satsanga sarva sanghapahohiham. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Uddhava, by associating with my pure devotees, one can destroy one's attachment for all objects of material sense gratification. Such purifying association brings me under the control of my devotee. One may perform the Ashtanga Yoga system, engage in philosophical analysis of the elements of material nature, that's Sankhya, practice non-violence and other ordinary principles of piety. That's how Dharma is translated here. Following the Acharyas, chant the Vedas. That's the translation given here of Swadhyaya. Perform penances. Take to the renounced order of life. That's the translation of Tyaga in this context. Execute sacrificial performances and dig wells. Plant trees and perform other public welfare activities. Give in charity, carry out severe vows. Worship the demigods, chant confidential mantras, visit holy places or accept major and minor disciplinary injunctions, that means niyama yamaha. But even by performing such activities, one does not bring me under his control. Narodhayati, these two verses, does not bring me under control. So we have a very elevated discussion is going on here between Krishna and Uddhava about how to bring Krishna under control. Whereas the whole gist of Shastra up to this point, the highest level is how to recognize that we are controlled by Sri Bhagavan. And now Krishna is, that Sri Bhagavan, who is Krishna, is giving instruction on how he can be controlled. So in I'll just read another three verses, which is I took, well, how many should I read? Then you have to read. Otherwise, once we start, then we can go on. But in this world, we are limited by time. If you don't have time to read the Bhagavatam as much time as you like, don't worry. There's plenty of time in future. You won't be in Dubai forever. There'll come a time when you have to leave this body, and if we have absorbed the essence of Bhagavatam, then we can go to be with Krishna. But there may not be time there also. We've been busy stringing flowers for Krishna, and depends where you may be, helping him stealing butter or chasing him for stealing butter. Keeps you busy. He's a busy young man, Krishna. Satsangena hidaite ya yatu dhana mriga kagaha gandhava apsaraso naga siddhas charana bhuyakaha vidyadhara manusheshu vaishya shudra striyontya jaha rajas tama prakritayas Tasmin yuge yuge bahalo matpadam pravtas Tva stra kaya dhavadayaha Vishaparva dalir bano mayas chata Ibhishina Sugrivo hanuman riksho gajo gridhro varnikvataha Vyadha kubja vrajay gopyo yagya patnyas tatapare
In every yoga, many living entities entangled in the modes of passion and ignorance gain the association of my devotees. Thus, such living entities as the daityas, rakshasas, birds, beasts, gandharvas, apsaras, nagas, siddhas, charanas, guhyakas, and vidyadharas, as well as such lower class human beings as the vaishyas, shudras, women, and others, were able to achieve my supreme abode. Ritrasura, Prahlad Maharaj, and others like them also achieved my abode by association with my devotees, as did personalities such as Vrishabharva. Any of you remember the name Vrishabharva? The reading through the Bhagavatam. His name is quite often mentioned. He's a demon. Mentioned again and again in the Bhagavatam, in the lists of demons. But he also attained Krishna's lotus feet. Asura Shakal Pailo Charan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Vinoda Thakilo Boshi. Vrishabharva, Bali Maharaj, Bana, so these are all demons by background. Just like people are, what is your educational qualification? So, what is your background? I am a demon. But it doesn't matter. Then, up to Vibhishan is a list of demons, or born in demon family. Then come the list of non-humans. Sugriva, Hanuman, Jambavan, Gajendra, Jatayu, they're all non-humans. On top of that, Jatayu is a meat-eater, as is Garuda, but he's a fish-eater and snake-eater. Then Tuladhara, Dharmavyad, which was a hunter, Kubja, the gopis in Vrindavan, and the wives and the brahmanas who are performing sacrifice. And Krishna goes on to state that, in this chapter to state, he very directly states that the gopis of Vrindavan are his devotees. Read it. That is my advice to you. Devotees come and ask me some instruction. If you can follow the basic instructions that Srila Prabhupada has given us, that's a great achievement. We don't have to conquer the whole world. If we can chant Hare Krishna once with purity, that's better than, far more important than conquering the whole world. So-called conquering. But instruction, please read these books. Hare Krishna. That's all I'm going to say now. Meet with Srimala Prabhu just now. Hare Krishna. If you read these books, then you'll naturally want to distribute these books. If you're actually reading them with the method or the consciousness of Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chitete Korea Aika Ana Korea Mone Asha, then the next thing you have to do is distribute them. And you have to live by them. Make Srimad Bhagavatam your life. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
I just wanted to mention that most of your disciples here are very wonderfully distributing books back to Godhead, for Cornelia, and they're a very, very strong pillar of the art.
Yeah, go on, distributing Prabhupada's books. Mm-hmm. In this miserable world,
we should do something to try to help the people in this horrible condition. Dubai is worse than most places in the world. Worse than Syria, Iraq, more dangerous position here. Because there people know that they're suffering, and here people think they're enjoying. It's a worse, more dangerous position. Of course, it's better here, they have the opportunity to take to Krishna. There's not so much opportunity there. not many devotees in those places. So, do what you can to help others, as Srila Prabhupada did. We see by his example.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.